after they put the crabs in the crab cages, they bring them to me, you know, with a push cart. Bam, when they bring it to me, I hook them up and put in a big vat of boiling water. I became the crab cook in a short period of time in my first year. I became nothing to someone, you know, in the company. So everybody knows me there because, he's the one that cooks the crabs. Well, since I am the crab cook, I really don't like it anymore. It's just the steam when you open the vat, the steam blows in your face like, and that alone, you know, it's the smell of the crabs. It just gets into my bones. Yeah, it's just like the darn dungeon.
So what kind of jobs were you doing before this? What were you up to?
When I graduated from culinary school in 2013, that's when my grandfather decided for me to leave the Philippines. So he bought me a ticket, gave my U.S. passport, and it's just like, go, find a job. First job I had in the U.S. was in Nebraska. I was working for Mutual of Omaha as an insurance agent. After Mutual of Omaha moved to Vegas, I was working in an ice cream factory. Every paycheck that I have, I will go to the casino. There's casinos in gasoline stations, grocery stations. In a coffee shop, there's casinos. It just sucks you in, and you can't do anything about it. It's because of the lights. Win money here, win money there, $5,000, $20,000. I had a little bit of a gambling problem. I'd say it's becoming worse. I'd say I'd be a gambler right now if I didn't move to Alaska.
What was your favorite casino?
The Cannery.
No, it wasn't called the Cannery. So you went from the Cannery Casino to the Cannery.
Yeah, I just thought about just now.
That's crazy.
It is. From the Cannery Casino to the Cannery here. It's like it's making me work hard just to get all my money back that I lost in a casino.
So you're making your money in the Cannery, which you lost in the Cannery.
Right. That's weird. This is actually like Vegas minus the casino. We're just in one building, boys and girls, you know. Hook up here, hook up there. It's just like a crazy place to be. It's like a reality TV show. There's drama here, there's drama there. Emotions run very high here.
So tell me about your life in the Philippines.
Island hopping, snorkeling, drinking on a beach, bonfire on a beach, pitching a tent, going up the mountains.
What about your family? You got mom and dad, brother and sister?
No. My mom left me when I was 4 years old. My dad left me when I got born. It's just been my grandfather and a lot of respect for that old man. Yeah, put me to school, taught me my manners, you know, taught me how to speak good English. Big tummy always sitting down in his computer, laptop, shouting commands all day. Get this, get that, get this, get that, get my book upstairs, get my slippers, rub my back. Just being an old man, grumpy all the time. I call him every once in a while, say, what's up, how are you doing? Is your health good? Do you drink your medicine? Yeah, I drink my medicine all day. What are you thinking? I'm not that stupid.
And your dad's American, is that right?
He was stationed in Subic Bay. I have his documents. I tried looking for it or for him. I would love to see him, yeah. I would like to ask him why. And that's about it. His name is Eric Dean Lewis. If you're hearing this right now, I'm looking for you. I am still alive. I'm here in Alaska. I'm not angry with him. It's just like, what happened to you? You know where I live. You know where I'm staying. I got the documents. You signed the paperwork. What happened?